Good morning, gamers. Welcome to Morning Martlet, your trusted source for the latest in gaming news. Grab your morning potion and let's level up your day. The ongoing court case between Valve and Wolfire Games has revealed a series of emails exchanged between Epic Games CEO Tim Sweeney and Valve boss Gabe Newell, shedding light on their discussions from December 2018. Sweeney expressed concern about Steam's 30% platform fees, suggesting they were no longer justifiable. However, it was Valve's implementation of a sliding scale royalty change and growing tensions with Apple over the App Store that sparked Sweeney's frustration. In an email to Newell and Valve's Eric Johnson, Sweeney mentioned an impending conversation with Apple, where Epic Games was facing demands to alter Fortnite on iOS or face removal from the App Store. Sweeney planned to respond by highlighting human rights principles and the issue of open platforms and store economics. He criticized Valve's approach, suggesting they were favoring big publishers over smaller developers and calling for a fairer deal for all developers. Valve's COO Scott Lynch forwarded Sweeney's email to Newell and Johnson with a humorous comment, "You mad, bro?" Meanwhile, Wolfire Games CEO David Rosen is leading a class action lawsuit against Valve, alleging harm to gamers and developers due to Valve's conduct. Sweeney's ongoing battle with Apple over app control on iPhones continues, showing no signs of resolution even years after the email exchange with Valve. Keyword Studios attempted to create a 2D game solely using artificial intelligence, AI, but ultimately failed because the technology was unable to replace human talent. The project, which lasted 6 months, aimed to utilize Gen AI to develop the game. Although the AI tool identified and evaluated over 400 potential tools, it ultimately fell short in delivering the necessary quality and results. Despite the AI's capabilities, Keywords Studios found that the expertise and creativity of human developers were indispensable in achieving the desired outcomes. As a result, the project ended up involving talent from 7 different game development studios to supplement the AI's deficiencies. The experience led Keyword Studios to conclude that while AI can simplify and accelerate certain aspects of game development, it cannot fully replace human expertise. Instead, AI should be viewed as a powerful tool that augments the creative process when used in conjunction with human talent. The game developed through this project will not be released to the public, as it was solely a research endeavor. Keyword Studios did not provide specific details about the type of 2D game created during the project. Gameloft Montreal, known for their work on Disney Dreamlight Valley, is developing a new Dungeons & Dragons video game set in the Forgotten Realms. This upcoming title aims to offer a unique blend of survival, action RPG, and life simulation elements, promising to challenge players' skills in an unforgiving campaign within the D&D universe. While details about the game are still scarce, it is expected to launch on PC and consoles, though no specific release window has been provided. So far, only a single piece of key art has been revealed, offering a glimpse into the game's aesthetic. According to the official description, players can anticipate cooperative gameplay intertwined with survival mechanics, life simulation elements, and action RPG gameplay. The game is set to deliver an adventure that merges the rich lore of the Dungeons & Dragons franchise with real-time survival challenges, fostering camaraderie and resilience amidst perilous encounters. Around 24 employees at Respawn Entertainment, a subsidiary of Electronic Arts, have been laid off as part of ongoing cuts at EA. These layoffs are part of a broader effort by EA to reduce its workforce by approximately 5%, affecting around 670 employees. Reports of the layoffs began circulating on social media, with some of the impacted areas including the social team for Apex Legends, a popular game developed by Respawn. Despite the layoffs, EA plans to continue investing in the development of Apex Legends, emphasizing that it remains a significant priority for the company's future. The decision to lay off employees at Respawn, particularly those working on Apex Legends, may seem surprising given EA's pivot away from future licensed intellectual property to focus on its own franchises. In addition to the layoffs at Respawn, EA has cancelled a previously announced Star Wars first-person shooter game, believed to be centered around a character from the Mandalorian series. However, work on other projects such as the next Jedi game, as well as games based on Black Panther and Iron Man, is still ongoing. Furthermore, EA has shuttered Ridgeline Games, a studio co-founded by Marcus Lehto, to work on the single-player campaign for the Battlefield series. This restructuring comes as part of EA's broader efforts to reorganize its business, including the split into EA Sports and EA Entertainment divisions, which began in 2023. Asper is facing backlash over the troubled launch of the highly anticipated Star Wars Battlefront Classic Collection, which has been marred by server issues, bugs, and other technical problems. The $34.99 collection, which includes the original two Star Wars Battlefront games, has received a mostly negative rating on Steam, with only 21% of reviews being positive. Connectivity issues have been a major point of contention, with users reporting difficulties joining multiplayer servers. Despite the high demand, there were initially only 364-player servers available for the thousands of players trying to log in on Steam alone. While Asper added more servers in response to the overwhelming demand, problems persisted. Players have also encountered issues within the game itself, such as broken game modes and unresponsive controls. Some users have criticized the aiming mechanics, noting problems with mouse sensitivity on PC and lack of aim assist on consoles. Overall, many players feel that the current state of the game renders it unplayable, especially considering its high price tag. Until these issues are addressed and resolved, some users are advising against purchasing the Star Wars Battlefront Classic Collection. NVIDIA has confirmed that Diablo 4 will receive ray tracing support on March 26th, fulfilling a promise made during the company's CES 2024 digital event. Ray tracing, a cutting-edge graphics technology, enhances lighting, reflections, and shadows in PC games, delivering more realistic visuals. With ray tracing enabled in Diablo 4, elements such as armor and water will feature lifelike reflections, enhancing the game's overall beauty. This update is particularly timely as it precedes Diablo 4's release on Xbox's subscription service by 2 days, offering players on PC the opportunity to experience the game with enhanced visuals before its availability on consoles. In addition to ray tracing, Diablo 4 will also feature DLSS 3, the latest iteration of NVIDIA's supersampling technology. DLSS 3, exclusive to NVIDIA's GeForce RTX 40 series graphics cards, improves performance by leveraging AI-driven upscaling. While NVIDIA did not delve into specific performance details for ray tracing in Diablo 4, a trailer shown at CES indicated that the game's frame rate averaged around 54 FPS with ray tracing enabled. However, enabling DLSS 3 on NVIDIA GeForce RTX 40 series GPUs significantly boosts frame rates, although performance may vary depending on the specific GPU model used. Don McGowan, former chief legal officer of the Pokemon Company, provided insight into the company's approach to fan project takedowns, emphasizing that they didn't actively seek out such projects to shut down unless they crossed a certain threshold. According to McGowan, the company would wait to see if a fan project gained funding, such as through Kickstarter, before taking action. He explained that engaging with fan projects only occurred if they reached a point where they were financially backed. McGowan highlighted that the Pokemon Company's legal team typically became aware of fan projects through press coverage rather than actively monitoring them. He described a scenario where he would stumble upon news articles or receive links from colleagues about fan projects infringing on the company's copyright. Reflecting on his experience, McGowan emphasized the challenge posed by fan projects gaining media attention, as it alerted the company to their existence. He likened it to a worst-case scenario for fan projects, as it brought them to the company's attention and prompted potential legal action. That wraps up today's episode of Morning Martlet, where we ventured through the twists and turns of the gaming industry. And until next time, keep playing, keep dreaming, and keep listening to Morning Martlet.